Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to all the folks who are scared of commitment, scared of rejection. Scared of, also scared of hippos, because of course that matters a good amount. And shout out to the 346 who's scared of a Texans key injury.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah, I mean they're positioned pretty well to have to be able to manage that, but you don't want to get to that place at all. And hopefully, especially next week, or really practice today to start with, because those are the ones that really stink. The last practice before you end up getting on the plane, or in this instance, like, you know, gearing up for the game, and then you lose somebody. So definitely don't want to see that. Speaking of practice, the boys are practicing indoors, literally inside the stadium at NRG today. So that's going on here, and that'll get started actually within this hour.
Yeah, next 15 minutes.
Inside the stadium.
Inside the stadium, yes, sir. Not just inside like the
that.
Bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, getting ready for the vibes
for the
of
vibes,
where you'll be.
Yeah.
You know, get a feel of where you are. Porcelain dolls are the worst. Okay. Yeah, you definitely
are. Oh, that's a good one. Movies. That's a good one. A lot of people are.
They're weird looking.
They're just weird.
They are weird looking. Let's go around the NFL fully. And I did want to start here with a former teammate of Deshaun Watson, because Deshaun Watson has clearly been in the news for multiple things. One of them is being very bad at football. The other one is another allegation coming out of forcible sexual assault. And, you know, Figgy, you were mentioning the idea that Deshaun Watson was asked about, his teammates trusting him. And he said that they should trust him because of his aura.
He has an aura.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, what the hell
does
that mean?
It's a good reason to trust someone. Yeah.
Right? Like, what does that actually mean? the quote, they know my energy, they know my character, they know my aura, and I bet they do. And after that, Jonathan Wilkins, former running back in the NFL, he had played for the Browns with Deshaun Watson. He took that quote that had been tweeted out by ML Football on Twitter, and he put it on his Instagram with a quote that says, "Yeah, yeah, sure, bro. Watch the next slide and y'all tell me." And this was the final preseason game to make the roster. The next slide on his Instagram was a handoff that was supposed to go to Jordan Wilkins. There was a fumble in the backfield, and Wilkins put on as a quote on this. And then he went to the sideline and told the coaches, "I didn't know the play." And then it happened again the next drive. So calling out that man's acumen and ability to run plays and know plays.
Yeah.
And saying that, yeah, man.
And did you see the handoff?
The handoff was not good.
It was a bad handoff.
I will say that there is something to be said, and I was never a running back, so I'll say this with a grain of salt. But I'm pretty sure that when you're receiving a handoff, that you're supposed to have the hand on the side up, and he had the other hand up. I have seen some players do that, though, so I'm like, I don't know how rigorous that is in the NFL, but regardless, not a good handoff, and not the first time that we've heard that Deshaun Watson maybe not good at some of the understanding of the game elements of playing quarterback.
Yeah, and I think he's not alone. I think a lot of players, you start giving them the old truth serum, or they get a little distance away from Deshaun Watson, and they start saying similar things, if not publicly, definitely, maybe off the record or something.
That kind of makes sense, though, because when we played, when we seen him here at his high times, it seemed like his best plays was off script. It wasn't like, I know it was Bill O'Brien, so take that with a grain of salt, but it seemed like some of his best plays was just, improv type thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe he do have a hard time trying to understand the plays and the verbiage of it or something like that. I don't know.
That or it might be even more insidious. Like, how good is he with these concepts? Like, we see that they could basically only really use him in shotgun, right? You get him under center, it does not quite work in the ways that you want to. Like, it limits the ways that you go about this. Plus, can I take you to the Browns where we talk about Kevin Stefanski's system that I think any smart football mind will probably tell you is a pretty good quarterback-friendly system. In those situations, he has not been able to operate well, and we've had all sorts of dudes step in and be able to operate that system well.
Yeah, like, one dude stepped off the couch, got up off the couch and got in that system and looked pretty good.
They're cooked with him, aren't they?
They're cooked.
Yeah.
And what I think is really being revealed here, and it's not like today. I mean, it's been we've seen this for a long time. He just tries to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. He tried to pull the wool, and he's been pretty successful at it, but then exposed, like, just in terms of the real person. We know that story, but also maybe like his acumen, for picking up offense. Like, he talks a good game, basically, is what I'm saying. Like, I could see where, he could somebody once told me that Deshaun Watson, somebody who knew him very well, can walk into a boardroom or a locker room or the Galleria, and I forget what else they said, kind of like, basically they said, a rough neighborhood. They might have even said hood. And which, whatever,
Yeah, all right.
Which, whatever. But they told me, and be able to convince everyone in each of those different environments.
His aura.
Pretty much, but convince them that he's the real deal. Like, doesn't matter if it's millionaires or billionaires or just some dude on the corner, he can convince those people, but it's not really him. So I could see where he could convince coaches, coming out in the draft, or maybe, someone like Stefanski, I got this. I speak the language, so to speak, of this offense, and then not fully grasp it.
Yeah. Because everything he's been, we've seen him do was broken down plays and him scrambling and making some crazy throws, man.
Okay, well, good luck to the Browns. Not the Texans' problem. As we continue talking about quarterbacks being knocked down in various ways, 49ers-Vikings is a matchup coming up this weekend, and that has, I don't know if that has intrigue for you. I mean, Sam Darnold handled his own.
It does a little bit. It does.
Like, one of the better QBRs, one of the better quarterback performances. Mm-hmm. Actually, if I get a little nerdy, completion percentage over expected, right? Mm-hmm. So who completed a higher percentage above what was the expected from what they were going with? Sam Darnold had a really good week in that regard, a lot of different ways. And so he's going to be something to watch. However, Niners are not an easy team to deal with. And apparently, D'Amador Lenore, who is on that Niners defense, is not all too worried. Because clearly they were teammates last year. Yeah. Sam Darnold backed up Brock Purdy, and Lenore said, "I think I'm gonna win that for sure." When he talked about the matchup there, "I believe I win because me and Sam, we have this connection where he liked to throw me the ball. So this week I'm coming. He know it." Close quote.
This connection where he throws me the ball.
How do you like that as like a little bit of trash talk ahead of the week?
That's high quality trash talk right there. That's some high quality trash talk. And Darnold, that is what Darnold is. I use this term a lot. Sometimes he'll throw the ball right to you. Sam Darnold is that guy. But to your point, I mean, this game does have a little intrigue to me. I think it, the Niners, let's see. First of all, let's see with McCaffrey and such. But then, we'll see from the other side with Darnold.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So another thing that's happening around the NFL, we got news. Hollywood Brown. Mm-hmm. I don't like calling him Hollywood Brown because I don't think he deserves that nickname.
He's not a real Hollywood guy.
He's Marquise. Marquise Brown. I was like, I feel like you got to be better to get a nickname like Hollywood. Yeah.
Well, it was in college.
It was cool in
he
college.
He got the nickname.
It was
in
cool
college.
In college.
Yeah, shout out to Gus Johnson.
Hollywood.
But yeah, Marquise Brown. He's on IR. Like, that was one of the big acquisitions, mm-hmm. if you can call it big. But like, it was useful because of the wide receiving core that the Chiefs have. They added Marquise Brown, who has been a solid wide receiver in this NFL. And it's like, yo, they needed any dude who could step onto that field and be a wide receiver in the NFL. He'll miss 4 weeks after going onto the IR. And so with that being the case, seems like there's going to be even more pressure on the guys that, you know, the principals that we know were going to be important. Rashi Rice, mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy. Like, how comfortable do you feel with that from the Chiefs?
I think the Chiefs are feeling pretty dang comfortable after the performances they saw in week one. You'd like to have him rather than not, of course. But, you know, Worthy's just going to get more and more touches. He's earned them, more and more opportunities. And Rashi Rice, you know, you couldn't have asked for a better opening performance from him.
That's right. Yeah. And honestly, Xavier Worthy, too, they utilize him.
He's
going to
get a lot of touches.
Although one of his opponents was like, hey, man, Xavier Worthy, he just runs straight. He's fast.
Who was that?
But he just runs straight. I saw that, and I already forgot who the defender was.
What do you think of Worthy? He's fast when he goes straight.
Which, isn't that what we heard about DK Metcalf early on? He's found a way to get things done. Now, of course, DK Metcalf, different beast, right? Yeah. Like, same animal, different beast when we talk about run fast and straight. But also, he's brolic. Why are you so strong, right? Yeah. Like, that's a different element of this. But it'll be interesting to see just how Andy Reid with, you know, that particular, you know, toy at his disposal continues to use him, especially if, you know, teams feel like they have some level of beat on the idea that maybe he's not going to hit you with a whole bunch of complex route trees, but if he's just going to hit you with speed.
Yeah, I think he's a big problem in the AFC, to be honest. And that's just based off of one game, but boy, what a game he had and what a display he put on.
So I wasn't listening, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. The TV was doing a little bit of funny business with the Prime Video for me. However, I was watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear this. I believe you were indeed watching the entirety of the game.
I was.
With Herb Street and Al Michaels going. It seems like at some point, Kirk Herb Street expressed his concern over technology, particularly AI, saying, quote, I'm afraid AI is going to get into our brains. Oh, sorry, that was Al Michaels. And speaking, obviously, of like the generative AI trend that we've seen more and more.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how did that hit you when it happened? Did you end up hearing this live?
I didn't hear that part.
Okay.
I didn't hear that part live, but I've since seen that he said that, obviously. And how did it hit me? I mean, I think it was kind of like old man kind of stuff. You know, I think that it's something that he probably should get a better grasp of.
I do love that Kirk Herbstreit basically was sat silent for a little bit and then came back with,
yeah,
already got you. What was he thinking in that moment? Like, do I help assuage his fears or do I try and poke at him? Because it seems like he went with the latter. Like,
yeah,
it's already here, buddy.
It's already.
They already that's got what you. I was thinking, man. But that's somebody that could probably not have to deal with AI at all.
Everybody's dealing with it.
But he already is, in a way, dealing with it. Didn't he sign a deal with the
Olympics?
With NBC for the Olympics, where they could use his voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
An AI copy of his voice to do individualized recaps of a day's worth of Olympic stuff. Yeah. Like, he's already in that place.
Yeah, he probably didn't realize it. Which is why Kurt pretty much said what he said.
Already got you, buddy. Yeah. Look, AI, you know, it's not like you can not make it happen. So you better learn all you can about it and how it's going to be useful and maybe not.
Oh, so you're going with the defeatist perspective. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Or because you're gonna be lost in the sauce.
Exactly. Right. It's here.
It's here. All right. One more thing before we go around the NFL. I did mention that those players that maybe in fantasy football have lost their quarterbacks. I imagine Daniel Jones is out there for you.
Oh, Lord.
Because
why would you wish that upon someone?
He has not been good. He's not been good at all. Obviously, the quarterback making $40 million a season has not lived up to the expectations that seem to be carried with that type of paycheck. And we've talked about the fact that Giants fans are waiting outside the stadium demanding parts of his paycheck as penance for his play. Well, apparently there's one person that still is riding for DJ if no one else is going to ride for Daniel Jones. And his name is Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley was asked after practice one of these days about if he had reached out to, you know, his friend Daniel Jones, former teammate, after a very tough outing in the Giants opener. He said, quote, "Yes, I talked to him. I'm really good friends with DJ. Obviously, I didn't go to the game that he didn't have the game that he wanted. For me, was just letting him know that just go out there, play free." He said on what he told Daniel Jones. Do you like this? You like this from Saquon?
I love it. No, I do. You don't?
You believe him that he's like out here? Like, no, hey, man, you'll be fine. Just go out here and play for you.
I do believe him, and maybe I'm naive because he's in a happy place.
He's like, I went out.
That's how it always is.
When I got to a better relationship. I hope you find yours.
You got a better girl, and that girl's struggling.
Yes.
Oh, she have a wonderful heart.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think he's absolutely sincere. Like, he's getting money.
She been through a lot.
He's on a squad.
Yeah.
He got out of New York.
3 touchdowns?
Yeah, he's got 3 touchdowns. I don't think he had ever had a bad relationship with Daniel Jones. He just was, he could see the writing on the wall. He knew, I made him that money. You know?
He sure did. I was so amazed when they gave him that 4-year $160 million, and I was like, why would you do that when you could just give that money to Saquon, who clearly made all of this
exactly
happen?
I think he was
sincere. You probably shouldn't give him Saquon $40 million. That might be a little much, but
I think it was absolutely sincere.
I thought that was funny,
especially now, like, to Figgy's point, it's like, okay, I'm happier now. I don't miss any wish any ill will. And they were around each other a lot.
They were. I mean, I guess I shouldn't imply that they aren't like real friends or anything like that, right? Like, he probably does mean that well. If you're Daniel Jones and living the way that you are in this moment, how much does that help you that Saquon over there is having his best life? He's like, it'll get better. You just keep being you.
Hell, opposing players said they felt sorry for him. Did you see that story this week?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, some of the opposing players from Sunday were saying they felt sorry for him by the end of the game.
In a sport that's so competitive and can't be, have a lot of machismo like football does, that's got to be real.
That's the worst insult you could
get. That's got to feel real bad.
Oh, man. Let's just let up on him a little bit.
He's gone through enough, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Get better, Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. All right, man. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Looking at NRG Stadium, it does look like they're doing some work on that roof. Because, I mean, the expectation was that the roof will be all the way done for
Sunday
night.
Is it open?
Right?
Tonight.
Is it open now?
It's open. Yes, it's open right now.
It is open. Just keep it open. Moment.
Yeah.
So, look, we're not sure if the roof will be open for Sunday Night Football. That would be a
It's cool probably look, not.
We'll see. We'll see what that
more is. More than likely.
We'll get more information over the weekend, because typically that we'll get that maybe day before
probably
or day
tomorrow.
Of the game. All right. Matt Burke, defensive coordinator for your Houston Texans, talked yesterday. Obviously, gave us a little insight into what they're going to do when it comes to Caleb Williams and maybe some of the issues that you saw with allowing potential deep plays. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.